live from Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. You want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit MyManTires.com and see what you've been missing. That's MyManTires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to MyManTires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on MyManTires.com.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're two of the crew members from Warbird Rescue. Call in Thursday nights at 8 Eastern to join the lively discussion of Warbird restoration. Find out how we can put you in touch with a Warbird project in your area. And be sure to visit us online at warbirdrescue.com.
That's warbirdrescue.com.
And we'll talk to you Thursdays at 8 right here on Warbird Radio.
In thrust, we trust. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Well, hello there, folks. Excuse me. We're just getting over the Oshkosh flu that's been going around. I think we've been picking it up from our friend over at Warbird Rescue, Chris. He's what's wrong with us tonight. So, anyways.
He's what's wrong with everything, isn't he?
He's what's wrong with everything. So. Well, folks, you're listening to Wick's Warbird Weekly Live here on August 3rd. It's our first post-Oshkosh show, and every other one before it was the pre-Oshkosh show. But we're back with you live here tonight, taking your calls and just chatting about Warbirds and just about anything else you want to talk about, and as long as it revolves around Warbirds, I guess is the real thing. And I'm Ryan Keough, and like always, my sweating down man from Texas, Mr. Zane Adams. Zane, you keeping cool out there tonight, buddy?
Yeah, me and the dog are here panting. You know, we got Arizona weather today. It's except added humidity. So.
Well, I was gonna say you can't say it's like Arizona. No, it's like Key West weather for you. You know, it's Arizona. You'd be sitting out there and your skin would be sizzling and stuff, but you wouldn't have to worry about sweating because, well, we don't sweat out here.
Oh yeah. Our humidity's dropped all the way down to about 25% today. So,
and
110 degrees officially at the airport, although it was 112.5 at my house, but you know. It's warm, yeah.
Well, you know, first off the top this morning, we need to give a call to our friendly neighborhood FAA inspector. We were going to talk to him a little bit more about some possible pending legislation on warbirds here. So we're going to give him a call right off the bat here this morning or this afternoon and see what he has to say. So we'll start dialing the phone right now. Let's see.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Oh. The Friendly Aviators Association is not working today? What's all that about?
Wait a second. What's been happening? I know nothing of this. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, didn't you remember? Yeah, it says Congress is involved, so it's got to be.
Yeah, all of our elected representatives decided to go back home and, you know, go back home and enjoy Tommy's hot dog salad with their constituents back at home, and forgot to tell the FAA they can turn the lights back on. Oh. Jeez.
Oh, well.
Yes, folks, we're at day number, what is it? Day number 10 at this point, where the some of our FAA folks are, unfortunately, and there's a lot of them out there that I will say this is there are a lot of FAA folks out there, fine people, and they are great hard workers, and a lot of them are my friends and such. They're still not going back to work because of this garfloffle, we can get all into the politics about that, but I will say it's just a crime, and I'll just leave it at that right at this point. So
right, yeah. The airlines are raking it in too. So
mm-hmm. That is true. And for those of you who are in a nonprofit organization, keep track of those excise taxes that you're not paying right now, because when you get that refund at the end of the year, who knows what kind of funky business they're going to have. So anyways, but we're taking your calls tonight. If you're listening to us here on August 3rd. Immediately after Oshkosh here at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. You're listening to us live, so we're taking your calls tonight, and I have a challenge for everybody out there who's listening. Any of our Wix members who were at Oshkosh this past week, you better call in. You better sound off. You better check in with us. Tell us what you saw out there, and tell us about the great old time.
I think we've got a caller.
Ryan, you have a caller here.
Hello, caller. I'm sorry, I was woozy. I couldn't see the screen there and stuff like that. So, who is this?
And this is Chris. How are you guys?
What's wrong with us, man?
I wanted to spill any myth that I did not get old Matt Jolly sick.
No, but you did tell me to shut up and die like a man. I will say that.
Shut up and die like a man, Matt. I go all the way out to Oshkosh, and the first day we get there, I get sick. So I caught a cold in the middle of July. I'm not sure how you do that, but well,
you and Spooky must be in great form. I mean, you must have been like the Ludens brothers, you know.
Yeah, I know, really. Everybody's like, "You're not gonna get me sick," and then. I hear Matt's sick now, so I had nothing to do with that.
I could hear the flight line conversation. Hey, did you see the FJ Fury? Hey, did you see the Heritage flight? Hey, did you see Chris projectile vomit from halfway across the line?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, hey, Chris, have you seen, like, nope. I've seen the inside of my booth. That's about it. So it was. I didn't really feel that great until probably about Wednesday or Thursday, and I felt better then, so... at least I got Wednesday on. You know, I was out there for the whole week, Sunday to Sunday. And, yeah, it was good times. And the highlight of the show for me, other than obviously the people, I mean, the people out there, seeing everybody is tremendous. But it had to be, as far as airplanes, it had to be seeing Fifi airborne. Yeah. That was epic. I mean, I've only seen it fly once before in, like, 90, I want to say, like, well, it was probably like 2000, early 2000, I saw it fly in the Allegheny County Airport in Pittsburgh. But to see the, you know, to be standing there and see the only flyable B-29, and then kind of have it come in escorted by four Mustangs, and that was pretty incredible. But as you guys all know, the people also make Oshkosh, and the Wix party was great. We broadcasted from there, and you know, Wixers, and the Wix website really has played such a huge part in, at least for our gang, in making Oshkosh that much more special. It's really a great thing to be part of, and everywhere you go every year, you run into more Wixers, and I keep running into people. We had a booth this year, I keep running into people that come up to me and saying, "Hey, you're Mustang driver." I'm like, "Yeah." You know, I'm like, "Are you on Wix? What's your handle on Wix?" And they're like, "Oh, we're just lurkers." You know, like, "Boy, you got a lot of guts." That's what I kept getting, and from all the people, I'm like, "Oh God." So it was pretty interesting to see that many people that were lurkers. A lot of people out there that read Wix.
Oh yeah, and, well, I was just so surprised to see like the evening gathering and such, all the people that I didn't know. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, that was a hell of that was a huge group of people and stuff, and I'm like, wow, Matt doesn't really, know that many people. So
it was, well, you know, in this year, usually we used to stay at like the dorms and stuff like that, and this year because of Wix, I ran into Ty Ramey, and I ended up staying with Ty at his place. And that was probably one of the coolest things that happened, because his lake house was pretty awesome. And and it was like staying with an old friend. I mean, you know, we had Ty and Bernie on the show about the Enola Gay, and both Ty and Bernie were there, so it was like just hanging out with friends, which was really cool. You know, in the evening, just kind of, you know, you hear these massive Warbird discussions breaking out somewhere in the house, and, you know, you'd run to be part of it. You're like, oh, what's that conversation about, you know? And very, very cool. But once again, you know, as I always point out, because of Wix, you know, that's a lot of people are like, oh, you know, there's a thread on Wix of why you should be part of it, and there's one of the reasons, you know, you end up making some good friends on there, and then you never know how it's all going to turn out. Well, you end up actually hanging out with those friends. It's a good time. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I tell you,
you got me
so jealous.
You know, so. Yeah, friends that get you sick.
Friends that get you sick. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Good friends like Matt Jolly, you know. you can take with you and get sick.
Yeah.
That's okay. At least you saw Matt, you know. So.
Yeah.
Didn't just run through a terminal and like wave at you from a
movie. Awesome
time.
Stuff.
Good time.
Well, I'll let somebody else call in, but I just wanted to say hi and you know, and just let you guys know that you know, Wix is, as always, is you know, it's a cool thing. It really makes events. It gets you behind the scenes in a lot of events, and it's gotten me a lot of cool friends out of it. So
that's the new bumper sticker. Party like a rock star. Become a Wix member.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
That's it. I love it. I love
like
it.
Like a rock star. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Put it on a T-shirt. Well, thanks, guys. Thank you guys all have a good night.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris. Talk to you later. Bye.
Chris Henry from the acclaimed Warbird Radio Thursday night show, Warbird Rescue, will be with you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, along with his merry gang of guys along with it. So make sure and tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. But phone lines are back open again, folks. 478-787-4768. You're listening to Wix Warbird Weekly Live here about 12 minutes after the hour on the 3rd of August. We're talking about everything with Oshkosh. So it looks like we've got a caller coming in through us via Skype here. Zane, you want to take this one?
Yeah, caller. Is this Lyle here?
It sure is Lyle up in the Pacific Northwest. How you guys doing?
Hey, Lyle, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm doing pretty good. We finally got a batch of good weather. Well, I guess it should say sunshiny weather. I suppose you folks down south have had your fair share of hot weather, but we're doing pretty good up here.
Too much sun here recently.
I've been trying to send up as much as I possibly can to you guys, but they have a cap and trade system up there that just doesn't seem to work for me. So,
well, our next 10-day forecast is looking pretty good, and so we're actually getting ready for our Boeing air show at Seafair, where our favorite the Blue Angels will be performing.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Seafair is a fantastic show. Of course, you know, I wish I were at Seafair in the early days when the Boeing factory was doing a little bit of aerobatics on occasion over top of the event itself. It wasn't Seafair where the 707 was rolled originally.
That's where they demonstrated its capability. To a T, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or to an O, actually. It was more
Exactly. No, we've got actually friends that are coming back from Oshkosh that had a good time out there. And Al Sauer is one of our locals that volunteers out there and been sending back some great photos. And so we're now after the Seafair show, we're ramping up for Abbotsford. And the Abbotsford Air Show is always a big favorite up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. I hear a lot of it, and I keep forgetting that it's over on the West Coast. You hear a lot about the East Coast, you know, Canadian shows and stuff. But Abbotsford's a pretty good size event. Do they have any special highlights coming for that show at this point?
Well, you know, we were, of course, everybody was all excited for the F-22, but it looks like we're going to have to, you know, not we won't be able to watch that. But looking at what they've got going on, I mean, we're going to be supporting. I mean, of course, we'll have our Mustang and our Sky Raider there from the Heritage Flight Museum, and the and John Sessions at the Historic Flight Foundation, I believe, will have the Spitfire there, and his Mustang is B model. And just taking a quick look, I mean, there'll be the we'll have the A-10 West will be there. Looks like the Snowbirds will be there. So it's going to be a great show, as it always is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get. I guess in the F-86, the Saberhawk 1 is supposed to be there as well, as far as the and the CF-18 demo team supposed to be there. So it looks like a great show.
Yeah, it's always a great show, and there's so many. They put on such a good show. It's but hey, when you're at an air show, how can it be bad, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well,
the way I look at it is even the worst air show is better than being at work, correct?
That's true. It's kind of like any bad day at golf beats a good day at work. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Of course, I don't play golf.
You know how it is down here, Lyle. You were here 4th of July with Fifi, and you know how toasty that could be. So, you know.
Let me tell you, that was an experience. I it's the first time in my life that I'd ever experienced 96 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. So I was very happy to be down there, but I was happy to get back to the Pacific Northwest.
Roasty toasty. Yeah.
I don't know. Zane, you complain too much about the heat, boy.
You know, I do. I've lived in it my whole life and it just makes me mad.
Come out here. Yeah. I got to
break my winners, but you know. But, yeah. Hey, Lyle, I got a question for you. And since you're up in that part of the woods, notice that the Abbotsford Air Show, that the Heritage Flight, the U.S. Air Force Heritage Flight, is going to be there, and the A-10 demo and C-17s is that, since that show's in Canada, is it normally well attended by the American Air Force, or is this something different?
Well, Greg Anders, who is the director of our museum, the Heritage Flight Museum, he flies there, the Heritage Flight, almost every year. So for us, Abbotsford is only about 30 minutes away, across the border. So for us, Abbotsford is kind of like our little home air show. So we support it as much as possible. And Greg, being one of the Heritage Flight demo pilots, it's an easy show to hit.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know. I've always known it was a great Warbird show, and I know the Pacific Northwest really jumps in there, but I just didn't realize there was that much of an Air Force presence at the show. So I think it's cool. It's a great cross the border sharing there. I wish I'd love to see some of the Canadian stuff come south sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know the Canadian Warbird,
Canadian Warplane Heritage, yeah.
Yeah, they used to come to, they'd fly all the way to Harlingen for the CAF show back in the day, and I see a few of those guys around, as far south here as Texas, but, just don't see it much anymore, and and it's a long way to go. I know the Snowbirds are going to be in Texas this year, so that'll be fun to see, be here this fall, so, and they come every once in a while, but it'd be nice to see some of the other stuff come south, or at least this far south or further south. But.
Well, of course, I think it's telling when you see a lot of the a lot of the Warbirds that are on the east coast of Canada, they don't even make it out to the west coast for their own shows and stuff. But it's great that you have such a wonderful Warbird presence, in the Seattle Everett area, and actually up to Bellingham with Heritage Flight, being able to get that group of aircraft to come up, really I think helps a lot of the air shows in that neck of the woods. I was actually surprised and pretty happy to see that my old friend Rob Holland's coming all the way out. A civilian act at least at this point, mm-hmm. but Rob's coming all the way out to the West Coast, so that's good. I'm still trying to talk him into coming down to Arizona for a couple of shows down here. But anyways, obviously the photography and such. What other things are on your docket? For this, I guess you could say after Oshkosh season now. Lyle, have you got any other key pieces that you're looking forward to beyond the events we've been talking about?
Well, we've got, in last May, at the end of May, we did a air-to-air photography class with John Sessions and the Historic Flight Foundation. That was the first one that we'd ever done up here in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And it was successful. It was really successful. We got 17 amateur photographers, their first crack at shooting air-to-air photography. And so we're going to do it again. We've got an event coming up in September, on September 2nd and 3rd, called the Vintage Aircraft Weekend that'll be held at Payne. And so we're going to do it again. We're going to try to get, you know, hopefully 2 to 3 flights up in John Sessions B-25 and try to do some either with the Mustang or the Spitfire. You know, get those amateur aviation photographers that have been just looking for an opportunity to get up in the air. We're going to give them their first crack at it.
And that's a fantastic thing. I know that the CAF Arizona Wing did something kind of similar this past year, and it was a great success for everybody. And I know that you were on Warbird Radio with Matt earlier in the year talking about the air-to-air session and such. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and I really think it's a great model for other organizations to use it as a you know, a great community outreach to some of the most passionate people out there. Because I mean, I've been an amateur photographer and nothing like what you've got going on and such, but I know that, you know, there are a lot of people that are passionate about aviation photography, and the opportunity to go from the ground to the air to get to do, you know, a little bit of shooting and you know, be like Paul Bowen for a day if you really wanted to, I guess. That's a fantastic opportunity that you know, I think there are tons of opportunities for that. So I highly commend you. I just curious, I mean, what is the cost for a person, you know, for that might be interested in doing something like that and, you know, actually being part of the program?
Well, this on this next class we're going to do, we think the price point is probably going to be about $750. What that's going to get you, though, is basically about 5 hours of on-the-ground instruction. We've got another photographer, Brian Silcox, that'll be coming to give the presentation, and Brian does some just absolutely wonderful work, and he gives a lot of how-to type information. He's not afraid to share some of his secrets of getting published and whatnot, which is really good. You know, and then we're gonna, you know, so then we'll put you up in a war veteran B-25. So that in itself is pretty amazing. Plus, you're going to be able to shoot, you know, that Spitfire or that Mustang off your wing. So really, for that $750 price point, it's a pretty hard deal to beat.
I was going to say, I mean, that's when you look at the amount of time that they're spending up there, I mean, that's a bargain. That's great. That is absolutely great.
Considering just a B-25 ride run of the mill is, you know, 400 or so, 450, you know, out there, that's a great opportunity. And,
absolutely.
Not a bad price if you got it.
Yeah. For people that are interested, is there a website that you guys have set up for that they might be able to inquire, or how would they go about you know, getting more information about it if they're interested?
Well, we do have a website. It's air2airclass.com. It's actually on my schedule to get it updated a little bit tonight, so I'd caution everybody, come and visit it in 24 hours.
I do that exact same thing too. It'll be great tomorrow, believe me.
but if somebody wants to call for more information, they can also contact the Historic Flight Foundation. They can go to historicflight.org and fire off an email. And you know, I don't have the phone number right at my ready. Actually, tell you what, we're on the internet. Let's just look it up. And so I'll get you that phone number. The phone number, if they wanted to call, it's 425-348-3200. So that's 425-348-3200. And you can give a call and you know, sign up if you want to come out to the Pacific Northwest and have some great September flying.
Oh, a great time of year at least for it too. Escape the heat of some of the areas and stuff. Go up, you know, see the Pacific Northwest, have some coffee, you know, listen to some grunge music and take pictures of the airplanes, man. That's all I can.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, Payne Field, you know, now is you know, it's kind of jokingly called Chino North because we've got so many projects. I mean, just today true. I've been getting some reports that the Stormbirds have been flying their latest ME-262 replica. So that's – I know a lot of photographers are down shooting that right now.
I saw some video of that online here just this week. So yeah,
some exciting stuff there. And we've got at the Arlington Naval Museum at Arlington Airport, they've got an S2 tracker that they're just getting online now. That's that'll be coming out of restoration. So a lot of good subjects to photograph up here this summer.
Wow, yeah, that's actually kind of out of left field because I didn't realize that the that museum had projects that are currently going on. But that's fantastic to hear that they've got a stoof that's about ready to get up in the air again. So that's great.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things, and then we just last weekend we had at Whidbey Island Naval Air Station we had the Kona event, so that was a good time there, and had some nice shooting opportunities there. So it's a lot of good stuff happens up here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's true. I always like to see is that you got kind of like the sleeper over there too with the Museum of Flight and their Restoration Center. It was kind of a out from left field appearance of the DC-2 that they had under restoration for a while and came over to Arlington and such. I never even knew that existed at that point. So that was kind of an out of left field type of thing too. So yeah, a lot of hidden treasures up in your neck of the woods to say the least. So.
Absolutely. Good.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Lyle, and thanks for sharing a little bit of time with us here. And we posted up on the Wix, or I'm sorry, the Warbird Radio chat board. If you go to warbirdradio.com and go under live chat, put the link to Lyle's interview with Matt this past April, or I'm sorry, last, I believe it was last April actually, hopefully people will get more information about that. And again, the website again, Lyle, was?
It's airtoairclass.com.
Airtoairclass.com, using the number 2 in the middle of it. If you're interested in more information, check it in about 24 hours.
That's the caveat. Give me time to get that thing updated.
We're just lighting a fire underneath you, so it's still early.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight, Lyle, and we appreciate things, and stay warm up there, and enjoy the next couple of shows. Looks like you got a busy couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch you a little later.
Take care.
We'll see you, Lyle.
Bye-bye. Lyle Jansma calling in from the Great Pacific Northwest, the Heritage Flight Museum, and all of the great treasures of Chino North, as he liked to put it.
I met Lyle down here at Fort Worth when 4th of July when they were flying the Fifi around and doing revenue rides and had it open on the ramp, and just a great guy, and that what they're doing for that program for amateur photographers is something fairly rare, and it's a great deal that they're doing, because a lot of us amateur photographers out there, you don't get the opportunities like that, and it's a really neat thing.
That is for darn sure. Cool. I mean, and today especially, I mean, there's a lot of us that dream and hope, and it keeps the if you can't fly, if you're not a warbird pilot yourself, and if you're not a wrench, sometimes the way that you connect with warbirds is through photography. And if you want to keep your spirit alive, man, that's the way to do it. So, give them a lot of credit for it. Again, if folks are interested, airclass.com is where you'll need to go if you're interested in that for the opportunity to shoot some warbirds and enjoy some fantastic scenery in the Pacific Northwest and learn how to shoot air-to-air photography. So, but we're going to take a quick break here very shortly, but we'll be back with you in a few minutes here. Still taking your calls. Give us a call at 478-787-4768. Again, 478-787-4768. And you're listening to the Wix Warbird Weekly live here on August 3rd. 2011.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. If you want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit MyManTires.com and see what you've been missing. That's MyManTires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to MyManTires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man Tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on MyManTires.com.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're two of the crew members from Warbird Rescue. Call in Thursday nights at 8 Eastern to join the lively discussion of Warbird restoration. Find out how we can put you in touch with a Warbird project in your area. And be sure to visit us online at warbirdrescue.com.
That's warbirdrescue.com.
And we'll talk to you Thursdays at 8 right here on Warbird Radio.
In Thrust, we trust. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hey folks, we're back here with the Wix Warbird Weekly live here on August 3rd, 2011. And right off the bat, we've got a caller. So we're going to jump right into that. Caller, welcome to Wix Warbird Weekly live. Who is calling us this evening?
This is Barry Herwald, a.k.a. Bear on Wix.
Oh my gosh, the great infamous Barry! I only see you posting around Oshkosh every single year. It seems like Barry.
Hey,
how you doing?
Very good, very good. I always look forward to your photos because they tend to be. Well, let's just say sometimes the Wix after show or the Wix after party usually is kind of interesting. And you're always the first to plop the stuff up there. So I give you
TNA,
a big old thumbs
Ryan.
Up for that one.
TNA, Ryan, just say it. Turbochargers and ailerons. That's what Barry likes to show.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know,
airplanes are propelled by silicon just as easily as gas. So
exactly, oh, yeah. Exactly. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic! Fantastic. Right. Well, are you recovered from the great mecca of warbirds up there?
Well, yeah, it took me about a day or two, but I'm getting over it. I've been going to Oshkosh now for 25 years in a row, and it's, you know, you get back and you just get depressed, but I'm here.
Oh, well, you know, I feel for you. I've been, you know, at this Warbird game for 25 years, and I've never been there. So, my heart just...
Well, went. Ryan, you got to get up there.
I know. Well, you know, it's my innate fear of you betches. That's the only problem that I have, you know. Whenever anybody says that, I go running and screaming someplace else. So I know.
I worry about young mechanics and halter tops, but you know, that's just
well, there's more to it than that.
You know what they say, what happens in Oshkosh stays in Oshkosh, don't you know?
Pictures, oh yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Well, what, you know, other than the Wix show and all that kind of stuff, or the Wix party and stuff, what was your big this was awesome moment, you know, from Oshkosh this past year? Everybody's got them, you know, they've all got the story. So what was your big cool moment of the show this year?
Well, it was fantastic seeing the B-29 come in with the P-51s on the wing. I haven't seen Fifi since 95. It was cool seeing that. The FW-190 Frascas, that was fantastic. It was cool, and there was just, I mean, Twilight Tier, excellent.
Well, I got
good stuff.
The one thing I always have to ask, because you're obviously an old pro. You've been to Oshkosh year after year after year. You've been doing this for a little while. Yeah. And, you know, for a long time, people were saying, oh, the Warbird line looks smaller and smaller and smaller this year and all that kind of thing. You know, it, for a lot of years, it seemed like it was shrinking up quite a bit. But, man, it seemed like this year it was pretty full and stuff. What was your opinion? I mean, do you think that the Warbird line and Warbirds of America area is coming back in terms of popularity and size again?
Yeah, actually I do. This year was fantastic. There was a lot of warbirds there. I mean, last year was obviously a little down because of the conditions on the grounds and whatnot. But this year was fantastic, especially on Scott's Warbird Alley. I mean, it's been a long time, but I can't even remember if I've ever seen a tiger cat on there. But there was one this year. It was fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. It was good this year.
Absolutely, and I mean, it seems like there seems to be a growing amount of those kerosene burners too every single year. But a good kind of showing. I mean, you had the FJ1 up there this year, and you had the A4 obviously from Waukegan. So I mean, it's good to see some of the diversity at least in warbirds that are coming up there and stuff. So that's
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. But what are your plans now that you're all depressed and now that you got to, you know, somehow get your warbird fixed for the rest of the year before next year's Oshkosh and stuff? What do you got planned for your you know, in the meanwhile fix, let's just say?
Yeah, what are you going to do next?
Well, looks like maybe in the fall I'm going to try to get down by David and Waukegan and maybe hang out with him for a little bit and see some of the planes over at the Warbird Heritage Foundation. And after that, I'm not really sure. I know I'm going to the Doolittle reunion. I'm going to do that. I'm probably going to be going down there with Chris and Zach. So.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
I won't have the good pictures to post on Wix like you normally like me to post, but.
I'm sure you'll find something.
I could.
There's a lot of real estate that's outside of the airport, you realize.
It is next to an Air Force base, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Well, that Doolittle show keeps coming up as maybe the event to be at next year. So.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, and I didn't go last year, so I'm definitely going this year, and it's going to be a good time.
I think that might be one of the ones I get out for too. I mean, I think Zane, we're gonna have to carpool up to it. If it,
I don't know, yeah.
Well, you guys should come up for that.
Yeah, well, I hear there's a lot of Waco flying around it too. So I don't know if my Sturman.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if my Sturman.
There's nothing wrong with a Waco, you know.
Yeah, that's true. the Sturman blood in me, you know, gets all you know. About it,
I'm going to,
you know,
remind you of this conversation right now, Ryan. When you're standing out there at 7 o'clock on a beautiful evening, and the airplanes are in the air, so, you know, maybe Ryan shouldn't go.
Yeah, I'll be sitting over there like, yeah, CTO.
He's not a fan. Is that little 150 around giving rides? Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe you should crawl in that.
UPF-7 for you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can drag out the fairy gannet for you.
I wouldn't mind that. All right, I tend to go with the ugly ones too. I'm a good wingman, so. Well, thanks. I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to share with us before signing off here?
No, I think that's it. This is the first time I've ever called in on Warbird Radio, and I was a little shy, but I said, why not? Let's do it. So,
hey,
I think I'm good.
You did great. So, yeah, listen and keep calling back. I mean, it's always good to hear. Plus, you know, we like to occasionally get the Wisconsin accent, so we can pick on them a little bit. So,
yeah. Oh, the Wisconsin accent.
I just want to say thanks for the pictures from the beer tent. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing.
I got a few more, but I don't know if I should post them.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So. I know John Bronner was saying that, you know, there were some things that went on in there that, you know.
It's always a party.
East, yeah.
Yeah, it's always a party when Gary Velasco shows up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you very soon.
You too, Barry. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Fellow Wix member Bear from the Wix forum giving us a first call tonight here on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live, and it's good to hear from some folks that I haven't heard from in a while, and you know, Barry always is around for Oshkosh every year, and we appreciate his he's been on Wix for probably going on nearly, I would say, 10 years at this point. It seems like I've seen him around there. So almost as old as you and I, Zane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young.
He's probably got Warbird socks older than we are, though, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably
true. You know, that devious look that Barry has in his eyes when you meet him in person, it doesn't quite come across in the photographs, but that look that he has, I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, Barry's a good guy, and always fun. So
absolutely.
Oh man, it looks like fun. I just hate that I had made it up there. So
well, this next year is the big thing. I mean, they're already talking about for next year. They've got some of the things planned for next year. You got the 75th anniversary of the Piper Cub that's going to be happening next year. So that's going to be
yellow airplanes everywhere.
Right? Absolutely. They're going to have the tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen, which will be great. I definitely want to be there for that because I know the numbers of those folks are dwindling. And you know, no slight against any home builders on this one, but yes, it's the they're going to have a special recognition of Dick Van. I can never get his name right. Van Grunsven, who created the RV series.
Uh-huh.
I always have to roll my eyes whenever I see like anything with tribute and RV in there, because if there isn't anything that Oshkosh needs anything more of is more RV flyover.
More vans.
Oh, man, Ryan. Oh, man.
So that's
send your hate mail to
ryan.keo. I like the airplane and stuff like that, but boy, you know, I see photos after photos after photos of that, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're great little airplanes,
man. They are fun. I've gotten a chance to fly in one.
I think if I ever build an airplane, I gotta, you know, an RV7 or RV6 or something's gotta be right up there.
Yeah,
but put invasion stripes on it and nose art and everything else. So
you just want to have the ability to go out in your parking lot, and when somebody asks you what that is, you can say, "That there's an RV."
Yeah, there you go.
I got to jump in here real quick, Ryan, because I know you'll appreciate this.
Go ahead.
This was year two that I walked up to the Piper booth, and I asked the lady who worked there. I said, "Hey, you know, any chance of releasing the greatest light sport airplane ever under Piper license again?" And she kind of looked at me funny. She goes, "Well, which one is that?" And this is exactly the conversation I had last year with whoever the other person was there, the other young lady. And I said, "Well, the Cub, the Piper Cub." And she said, we've never built an airplane called the Piper Cub. And she kind of laughed and gave me that look like some people give to people when they don't think you're being serious with them. And I said, "No, I said, you did. You built a lot of them." I said, "It's the most recognized airplane in general aviation today, in fact." And she said, no, sir. She said, "You're mistaken." She said, "Piper never built the Cub." And unlike last year, this year there was a guy standing around there who evidently had heard of the Piper Cub as well. And he put his arm around this young lady and took her off. I know, it's just purely for sport that I do that. But year two, that the Piper Cub is unknown to some people in the booth, but you know,
in the Piper booth.
Next year, if I go for three, I don't know. It seems like they might have an unfair advantage. 75-year anniversary. I don't know if I can get the same response.
They better give a briefing.
And, yeah, two years running now. I've gotten that. So great fun.
That's a complete facepalm thing.
Yeah, great fun. So, I don't know if those people are just hired for the weekend or not, but you know, it's always great fun. So
yeah, but you have to brief your talent.
I'm not gonna mention the guy that was there with me, but I will you know, leave his name out of it. But anyway.
Just blame it on Chris Henry.
I'm not going to say a word. It was not Chris, but I will let them remain nameless. So his exact words were, "I can't believe you're doing this for this." He said, "Really? Because you're going to do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, just I'm going to go stand over here for a minute." But oh, it was great fun.
There goes Matt Dolly, the Kramer of
yes. Maybe I'll do the any one next year.
Yeah,
that'll throw him. So Mike Porter and I will be the only two guys that get it. But anyway, yeah, so I'll leave it at that.
Hey, we've got an any one in here in my town, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that other yellow Cub.
This one's blue. So
oh well, see, there you go.
That's the Navy version.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's the one that has the tail hook on it.
Uh huh. That's the GU-11. Oh, good grief!
Interesting.
Well, you know, that
it's not even after hours, man.
I know. Well, you know, it's kind of after it started,
I think.
After 5 o'clock my time, so hey. Oh my goodness. But you know, that's it's so true though. You go to any of these shows and stuff, it's you always come across these the young pups of the group. And boy, I sound like an old codger. Oh, back in my day. They used to know stuff about warbirds back then, you know. But you know, there are so many people. Like I happened to mention to somebody the other day about you know, the P-51 Mustang, and oh yeah, and you know, Collings is flying, you know, with a Roush Merlin on the front of it. But they're like, didn't Rolls-Royce build those? I'm like, yeah, Rolls-Royce built them, but Packard built them too, and you know, that's just the rebuilder these days. What? Well, doesn't Packard build them these days too? You've driven in a Packard recently?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, my grandpa had a Packard.
Yeah, it's no longer around. You know, so, but oh well, you know, I guess no one can be as knowledgeable and as you know,
as you,
yeah, as pompous and as all of us can. So yeah, sure. So
I just want to know what the serial number on the carburetor is. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Yes, yes. and asking also what the paint chip and you know, if that's an authentic color on the side of the airplane. Let's not get into that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry for any of those of you that are listening that are modelers. We won't bother going into that route. So, anyways.
Hey, have you guys talked about the swordfish tonight? I mean, I know it was
no, and I was actually we were going to bring up that a little bit.
Great airplane,
you know, and that really was cool. What a surprise to see Vintage Wings getting that done right before the show, doing their flying and such, and bringing it back. And I know a lot of folks that. Myself included, who know that airplane when it was originally restored by the Spence family back in the 1980s and in the 90s and flown by Bob and Pete Spence. What a great thing to see back up in the air again, because you don't realize how important that airplane is to history. I mean, a lot of people look at it, oh, well, it's an overgrown biplane. Oh, it's, you know, it's got to be something like a, you know, like a Stearman type of thing. But they don't realize that, you know, that was a frontline torpedo bomber for the, you know, the British for the British Navy or the Royal Navy, and its role was that it helped sink
the Bismarck
in the Bismarck, and I mean.
Yeah.
It was easily, you know, our version of the TBM Avenger, you know, or their version of the TBM Avenger, and you don't realize how big it is until you get close to it too. You see it in pictures, you're like, ah, it's a biplane, and you get up to it. I mean, Matt, you got a chance to go over there and see. I mean, it's just massive.
It is. It is,
and it's about the size of an AN-2,
It's got seats for what, three or four in there? So
and you can almost fit two people in the turret in the back, the observer position. I mean, it's like the what is it, the Truckster family wagon, you know, of the Warbird community.
It's a big airplane. It's a respectable airplane, that's for sure.
Absolutely,
it's pretty huge. So
and extremely rare. I mean, it's the only one flying in North America currently, and the only one that will probably fly, you know, regularly, I would say, at this point, because the one over in England does not fly that often. So
there's one in Midland, but in the CAF hangar there, but it's not a flyer.
That is definitely a static airplane from what I've heard most of all. So, but the cool thing is that the wings fold back on the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, you know, I never saw that happen until somebody, you know, folded the ones on this one back. And I was like, wow, you know, you can tow it behind your big
van.
Kenworth, you know.
You know, they said it's pretty difficult to do that, but I guess, you know, when you're stacking them on a carrier, you're willing to go through that. I don't think it's an easy thing to do.
No,
but it can be done, and it was done frequently. It's just like anything else that was built in that time. There's a way to do it, and you know, you gotta do it the right way. So
just, if you put 30 guys on it, it's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, by the time you figure out.
Some cotter pins.
When you figure out which wrench to use, it's not. I'm not going to go there. I've been dealing with British planes too long right now, and I'm not going to go there. What do you mean? What do you mean? There's two 7/16ths or whatever the heck that is. 3/16. What do you mean? There's two different sizes of this wrench. You got to be kidding me.
Well, the men's size and the UK size. So
yeah,
let's get on the shoes.
There you go.
Yeah. I learned that when the CAF's HE-111 blew an engine here at Arlington. And they had to change the engine out. And of course, you're a Spanish airplane, a German-designed Spanish airplane with the British motors in it that's been maintained in the United States since 1965. So
by Texans.
Yeah. And they had to have, they had three toolboxes out there. And it was just a nightmare. I spent 2 days, 2 afternoons standing out there running back and forth between the wing and the toolbox with some guy, issuing curse words off the top of the engine. So, yeah.
That's the official nomenclature of the CAF of the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, good fun.
Absolutely. But Matt, I'm really jealous of your winging across the Rockies in a chipmunk, man.
I still have to go back.
Yeah, but it looks like so much fun.
Well, it is. I'm not going to lie. It's been a great adventure, and I'm still trying to plan the trip home now, or plan the trip back to the chipmunks home. And it's going to be fun. I've got to go up, and my plan right now is to leave out, and maybe next week, depending on how sick I get, and fly back to Driggs, Idaho, maybe next Friday or Saturday-ish. Probably get there on Sunday, realistically. And then spend the week there and do some mountain flying with Dick Lohmeyer, maybe, and hopefully fly the SNJ some. We'll see, but do some fun stuff, So that'll be great up there to see, hang out. Of course, the whole collection up there at that aircraft at that airport is really impressive. Rich Sugden keeps the Fury there, and all of the other interesting airplanes that are up there in the Driggs area, and his. I guess the Teton Aviation Shop up there will do the annual on the chipmunk, and as soon as it's finished, I'll take it back to Monterey. So, fun stuff, and I'm looking forward to the trip. There's been some talks, and several folks have inquired about wanting to go on it, and I tell them, hey, you're welcome to go, but you just can't carry anything that you don't mind sitting on, because that's our luggage compartment. So, I guess whether or not shows will continue that week, depend on whether or not anybody wants to go. So. If someone wants to go, I can't take the equipment. If someone doesn't go, I'll try and take the equipment. But we'll see.
If you've got a toothbrush to spare, a
pair of underwear, you can go. But it's funny because that airplane, typically the back seat on a cross country is filled with oil because it burns about a quart and a half an hour.
I never even thought about that, but that's very true. I mean,
yeah, you got to pack a lot of oil because when you land in these remote places. Alan, these trips out west, they don't always have the right kind of oil. They're like, what kind of oil you want? We don't have that. We've got some.
We've got some
Quaker State 10W30 in here if you want it.
I bet if you went down to AutoZone, you could find something.
They might have it. Yeah. So, anyway, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. Really has been a lot of fun. So,
is your L-Bird back at home with you?
It's at home. It's in the hangar. I taxied it the other day, and it felt weird. Just felt weird. It's going to take me a while to get used to it again. I don't know how many hours I've flown on the chipmunk, literally in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, it's probably pushing 50 now. And that's a lot of time in a very short amount of time. We did 35 in, under 4 days, I think. Something ridiculous like that.
Wow.
Jeez. So,
it's been a lot of time in that airplane, and been a great adventure, and I'm looking forward to heading back, and kind of get it'd just be nice when it's home, back in California, and I know it's in better shape than it was when I took it out, at least cleaner, so clean and dusted and well serviced and well annualed again, and now back out west where it lives, so. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see it back out there. So
cool. Well, I tell you, I am jealous. And if I had the toothbrush to spare, man,
there you go.
I'd be the one in the back seat. But I'm afraid that no amount of oil would compensate for the amount of weight that I would put in the back.
Ah, come on now. It's fun though. But I will say this: the cleaning comment was no reflection on where the airplane stays. That was when I took off. I instantly ran into one of those dust storms that was headed your way, I think.
The haboobs.
Yeah, when I landed there on the other side of Nevada, the airplane looked like it had been in the Sahara for about a week. And it was really gross. I mean, that was my experience out west. It was pretty crazy.
It's authentic to the North African campaign.
Pelted by sand and everything else, and I was just...
Monty would have been proud.
Would have been proud. You know, those. What can I say? So anyway, I'm looking forward to the trip back out west. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no more beautiful flying than out there, and especially up around the Tetons and that whole area of Idaho. Just absolutely gorgeous. Out over Yellowstone, we made that trip twice this year, out and back to Montana, and the other chipmunk is still sitting there in Montana. I'll let everybody know when she makes it home, but that has become quite the ordeal, and we'll have to have Harry Shawning back on the show to talk about that adventure, because it's been it has been a real adventure. So it's still there in Columbus, Montana. So, home of the finest courtesy car in the business, I might add. So
where the courtesy car is larger than the airplane itself.
Yeah, so that week that I'm out there, I might have another chance to drive it and see if I can scare any police officers in Driggs, Idaho, or in Columbus, Montana.
Has it got any bailing wire on it?
I'm sure it does. I didn't dare open the hood because I didn't know if I'd get it closed again. But
raccoons get mighty, mighty ornery.
That's
if you
right.
Open up the hood.
Good fun though. Good fun, guys. Hey, great show tonight. I'll bow out of here and let you guys yammer on for a second here. Good night, guys.
Thanks for joining us again here on August 3rd, folks. And we will look forward to hearing from you next week. So, from myself, Ryan Keough, and
Zane Adams.
Have a great night, folks. We'll catch you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Just a quick reminder here at the end of the show, folks. You can always continue the conversation on the Warbird Information Exchange website. That's just warbirdinformationexchange.org. Online 24 hours a day for your official fix of Warbird talk. Slide on over there and tell them you heard about it here on Warbird Radio. Thanks again for listening. I wouldn't listen to my people.